Good morning. Welcome to the rule hearing on TDI Division of Workers' Compensation's proposed rules. Today we're taking comments on 28 Texas Administrative Code Chapter 133 and Texas Administrative Code Chapter 134. We call to order this hearing on DWC's proposed rules. It's approximately 11 a.m. on Tuesday, January 23rd, 2024. This hearing is being recorded, so please keep your microphones muted unless I call on you to speak. If you plan to speak at this hearing, please make sure your screen name contains your first and last name. I'm Kara Mace, good morning. I'm DWC's general counsel. This hearing is about proposed rules for billing and reimbursement for certain workers' compensation specific services, including designated doctor examinations, required medical examinations, work status reports, and maximum medical improvement evaluations, and impairment rating examinations by treating and referred doctors. Notice of today's hearing was published on DWC's website on December 18th, 2023, as an open meeting on the Secretary of State's website on December 25th, 2023, and in the Texas Register on December 29th, 2023. Please fill out the witness card form if you'd like to comment during the hearing. You can find a link to it on our website with this hearing's information or in the Zoom chat. I'm only going to call on speakers who fill out the witness card. So please don't put any questions in the or comments in the Zoom chat. I'm going to call on each speaker and ask you to identify yourself for the record. So please unmute your microphone and speak into it so that everybody can hear you when I call on you. I'm going to begin by calling on Mary Landrum, Deputy Commissioner for Health and Safety, to explain the rule proposals. Hi, Mary.
Good morning, Ms. Mace. My name is Mary Landrum, and I am the Deputy Commissioner for Health and Safety at DWC. I am here today to explain DWC's proposed amendments to Chapters 133 and 134 of the Texas Administrative Code. The proposals were published in the Texas Register on December 29, 2023. Background to these proposals: the proposed rules improve billing and reimbursement for certain workers' compensation specific services, including designated doctor examinations, required medical examinations, work status reports, and maximum medical improvement evaluations and impairment rating examinations by treating and referred doctors. The proposed rules update reimbursement amounts to reflect economic changes since the previous rule adoption. The proposed rules are necessary to attract and retain designated doctors, RME doctors, and doctors that perform MMI evaluations and impairment rating examinations by addressing billing and reimbursement issues, reducing disputes, and decreasing the administrative burdens of participating in the programs. We held stakeholder presentations in March, September, and December 2022 to discuss specific possible changes to the billing methodology for designated doctor exams and possible changes to designated doctor exam reimbursement rates. We posted informal working drafts in August 2022, November 2022, and June 2023. In addition, we conducted a stakeholder survey to gather information about anticipated implementation costs and benefits in September 2023. We considered the comments we received at the meetings and on the informal drafts when drafting these proposals, as well as stakeholder comments on House Bill 2702, 88th Legislature Regular Session 2023. While that bill did not pass, it directly addressed designated doctor billing and reimbursement, so the information gathered as the bill moved through the process was relevant. Now, Ms. Mace, here's information on what the rules do. The proposals initially adjust the fees by applying the accrued Medicare Economic Index, or MEI, percentage change for the period of 2009 through 2024. Adjust the fees annually on January 1st after the initial adjustment by applying the MEI percentage adjustment factor in Rule Section 134.203, subsection C2. They round the fees to whole dollars, create a $100 missed appointment fee, create a $300 specialist fee when examining injured employees with certain complex injuries for diagnosis. Eliminate tiering so that for designated doctors and RME doctors, all issues addressed within one exam will be paid at the established fees and not reduced. Require an assignment number in the prior authorization field of medical billing forms to identify designated doctor associated billing. Clarify the start of the 95-day period for timely submission of a designated doctor bill and contain editorial and formatting changes throughout to improve clarity. Now, specifically in section 133.10, the proposed changes require an assignment number in the prior authorization field of the billed forms such as CMS 1500, UB04, DWC 66, and the dental claim forms. This requirement is for DWC ordered designated doctor exams and for additional testing or evaluation that a designated doctor refers. The requirement will help insurance carriers and bill review agents identify these types of bills and associate them with the proper examination types. The requirement will also increase the likelihood that the bills will be paid without unnecessary administrative delay. As for section 133.20, the proposed changes clarify that the 95-day period for timely submission of a bill for additional testing or evaluation under section 127.10 of this title begins on the date of service of the additional testing or evaluation. The proposed changes also require a designated doctor that refers an injured employee for additional testing or evaluation to provide the assignment number to the healthcare provider performing the testing or evaluation. And they require a designated doctor or a healthcare provider performing additional testing or evaluation to include the assignment number on the medical bill to conform with amended section 133.10. These rules are necessary to ensure consistency in billing deadlines, to allow the designated doctor time to complete the designated doctor report after receiving the results from the additional testing or evaluation. They are also necessary to prevent the designated doctor from being penalized unfairly if scheduling or performing the additional testing or evaluation takes more than a few weeks to be scheduled. Now, as for the effective dates, the proposed addition of the assignment number and the changes to billing modifiers in section 133.10 are projected to be effective for medical bills submitted on or after June 1st, 2024. The proposed changes to the rates in chapter 134 are projected to be effective for services provided on or after June 1st, 2024. Now, moving on to education and outreach. To help stakeholders learn about the changes and ensure a smooth transition, DWC is planning an outreach program. DWC will provide training via webinars for all system participants affected by these amendments. Webinars will be recorded and available on TDI's website. The healthcare provider and designated doctor homepages will be revised with appropriate materials regarding these amendments. Notifications of amendments, webinars, and resources will be sent to system participants. Ms. Mace, this concludes my presentation, and I'm happy to answer any questions you have.
Not following my own instructions and unmuting myself. Thank you, Deputy Commissioner Landrum. Next, I'm going to call for public comments. So please state your name, an organization that you're representing, if you're representing one, your position on the proposals, either for with changes or against. This hearing, I just want to remind everybody, it's not a question and answer forum. It's just an opportunity for the public to speak, present thoughts, and make comments on the proposed rules. So first, I'm going to call on Mark Ritchie, speaking on his own behalf and on behalf of Texas Independent Evaluators, LLC.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my comments. I appreciate that. So the comments I wanted to interject today deal with the proposed rule changes, and I'm going to put these into my comments to TDI in submitting my responses, as y'all were kind enough to allow us to do through the public comments section when you sent out your email. I read through the Texas Register and looked up some of these comments. The two main things I want to talk about are the broken appointment fees, where it looks like it's only going to apply to designated doctors the way it was written. However, the memo gives a indication it may be for both. I wanted to bring the attention that the requirements prior to the designated doctor evaluation or the RME evaluation or referral doctor evaluation are pretty much the same with as in the rule stated in the Register. And I would submit that broken appointment fee would also be applicable for RMEs, doctors, and also for referral doctors as well. The second thing was regarding the specialist fee of increasing it to $300. I think there's some issues there that need to be looked at. I'm not aware if TDI is planning on providing any kind of special training or any kind of testing to justify the pay increase. I don't really know if there's any assuredness that this increased fee will attract more specialists to the program the way it's done right now. Currently, Rule 127.10C already allows a designated doctor to refer to a specialist when needed. That's already in rule and been established for quite some time. It almost gives the appearance of a dual fee schedule, looking as far as like having the same type of billing, unless there's some kind of provision that I've not been made aware of. One other thing is I'm a chiropractor, but I don't see and I don't know why TDI DWC has not recognized board certifications for chiropractors in doing some specialized evaluations. And I don't know if there's any kind of particular design or any kind of specific type of requirement that has already been enacted. I don't know about that, about certain doctors that are considered board specialists doing particular types of evaluations under the rule in which board certifications are required. So that's pretty much my position on that. I want TDI to know we appreciate the consideration and the opportunity to get a fee raise. It's been a long time since we've gotten that. I think everyone on this webinar would agree the time is really important to get done. I think it's obviously a good time to get that done. And the only thing I wanted to ask was, and it may be an explanation of why TDI did not go back to year 2004. I believe the rule changes took place in 2003. So why did they start in 2009 as opposed to an earlier year? And I appreciate you giving the opportunity to speak. Thank you so much for what you do. And I look forward to hearing from you guys about all this in the future. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Ritchie. Next, I'd like to call on Shelley Booker.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I'd like to thank you for the chance to speak today. My main concern I have is on the no-show fee. It is, according to the proposal, $100. I don't know if whoever put this fee schedule together is aware that we had back, I believe, before 2003, we were allowed to bill for no-show fees, and it was $100 back then. So if you are giving us a proposed raise based on the MEI between 2004, and I can't remember the other date that you have on the proposal, then I would think that if we would need to start at 100, which we used to have, and that was taken away from us, and now it's being put back in, thankfully, but I would believe that the raise needs to start from the original 100 that we had prior, which was taken away from us. So that's my comment. I think that it should be more than 100, and the 100 should be the base, and then you add, just like you're adding this MEI to what we were being paid before, using the 2009 to 2024 increase. So I would think that you would start with the 100 that we had before, because this is not anything new. We had it before, it was taken away from us. So I would think that you would start with the 100 that we had before, using the MEI between 2009 to 2024 and base the increase starting at the $100. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, Dr. Marco Britton.
Hello, this is Dr. Marco Britton. I really didn't have much to say other than I'm in support of the changes. I'm new-ish to doing some of the designated doctor work and certified doctor work. I actually, long story short, I took the test back in 2015, but I actually just started doing the work back in this past year, 2023. And just to see that there hadn't been many changes in the fee schedule over the years was, I won't say disheartening, but you know, I definitely see how it can make it less attractive for certain providers to want to do the exams, especially since there's a lot of administrative work that goes into performing them. And so I just want to say I'm in agreement with the changes and welcome the changes.
Thank you. I don't have that anybody else has submitted. Let me just double check. Does anybody else want to submit a comment?
Can I ask another question if you don't mind, ma'am? This is Mark Ritchie.
You can submit another comment.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure that I understood Ms. Landrum saying that these changes were going to take effect on 6/1/2024. Is that the projected date that this is going to launch? Or is that just a day of starting the training and testing of things? Or do you have an answer for that, just out of curiosity, if that's okay for me to ask during this hearing? And that's all. Thank you.
Ms. Landrum, do you want to answer that?
Yes, thank you. So the date of June 1st is a projected date currently right now. It's what is being proposed. And if you can look at Chapter 133, the proposed date for that is based on bills that are submitted on or after June 1st. As for the rates, it's effective, again, proposed effective date, June 1st, for services rendered on or after June 1st.
Thank you.
Thank you. That answered my question. Appreciate that.
Of course.
Okay, I'm just double checking to make sure. Don't have any more. Okay, if anyone else would like to comment, submit a comment, please do so. All right, let the record reflect that all those wanting to comment have now done so. The comment period for this rule ends at 5 o'clock p.m. Central Time on January 29th, 2024. We'll consider any validly submitted written comments and all the spoken comments from today before drafting the adoption order for these rules. Thank you for participating in this hearing. This hearing on rule proposals for 28 TAC Chapter 133 and 28 TAC Chapter 134 is adjourned.